My dear young Copperfield, under the temporary pressure of pecuniary liabilities contracted with a view to immediate liquidation, but remaining unliquidated through a combination of circumstances over which I have no control whatever, I regret, indeed I sincerely regret, that I have nothing that I can offer you at our parting but my advice. Well, my advice may be worth taking, and indeed, it may not. In fact, I've never taken it myself. But still, therefore, you behold in me the miserable wretch that I am. Abject, miserable wretch. But still, my advice is never, never do tomorrow what one can do today. Procrastination being the thief of time, you therefore collar him. My other advice is, let your annual income be, say, £20. Yes, £20. Then let your expenditure be, say, 19 and 6. The result will undoubtedly be happiness. Oh, yes, happiness. But on the other hand, mark you, my dear young Copperfield, on the other hand, let your annual income be, say, £20, your expenditure, 20, aught, and 6, then the result will undoubtedly be abject misery and despair. Oh, yes, abject misery and despair. Flower is withered, the leaf is blighted, and the god of day goes down upon a very dreary picture, and you find yourself forever floored, even as I am. But still, my dear young Copperfield, the friend of my youth, I always keep up my spirits, always keep up my spirits, as I'm shortly, well, indeed, I may say, momentarily expecting that something will undoubtedly turn up. Goodbye, Copperfield. Goodbye, my dear young David. Me foot's upon me native heath, and me name's Micawber.